Once you experience this self, you are held by it, by N. N. Rajan. I have had opportunities to talk to Bhagavan, and one of them I mentioned here. One day, I went to see Gurumurtam and the garden near it. These two places are well known to those who have read his biography. It was in this garden that Bhagavan's uncle recognized him as his nephew Venkatraman, who had left his home some 3 years earlier. After visiting the two places, I returned to the ashramam and told Bhagavan that the place now was more or less an open ground and was not a garden as described by Narasimha Swami in his book Self-Realization. Bhagavan immediately began to describe how the garden had been then and proceeded further to describe his life during his sojourn here. He said that he was taking shelter in a lamb pen where it was hardly high enough for him to sit erect. If he wanted to stretch his body on the floor, most of it would be out in the open. He wore only a kopina and had no covering over the rest of his body. If it rained, he remained on the wet and sodden ground, where sometimes water stood a couple of inches deep. He did not feel any inconvenience because he had no body sense to worry him. He felt that sunrise and sunset came in quick succession. Time and space did not exist for him. He then tried to describe the state of his awareness of the self and his awareness of the body and things material. To him, the Sun of Absolute Reality made the phenomenal world disappear, and he was immersed in that light which dissolves diversity into the One without a second. It is not possible to express exactly the thrill felt by all of us who were listening to him. We all felt transported into that condition for which we were striving. There was a deep silence in the hall for some time, and everyone present felt peace and happiness. It occurred to me then that Bhagavan, while narrating any incident of his life, was taking the opportunity to teach us, and I told him that when he spoke, we felt as if it were easy to experience the self and as if we had glimpses of it. We asked him exactly how one has to proceed to be in that state of continuous awareness which he had described. Bhagavan, with his sparkling eyes, looked at me benevolently, raised his hands and said, "It is the easiest thing to obtain. The self is always in you, around you and everywhere. It is the substratum and the support of everything. You are experiencing the self and enjoying it every moment of your life. You are not aware of it because your mind is on things material and thus gets externalized through your senses. Hence, you are unable to know it. Turn your mind away from material things which are the cause of desires, and the moment you withdraw your mind from them, you become aware of the self. Once you experience the self, you are held by it, and you become that which is the One without a second." When he finished his words, I again felt as I had felt on the first day I met him, that Bhagavan is a big powerhouse and his power or grace overwhelms us, whatever our ideas may be, and leads us into the channel flowing into the self. It became clear to me that when we can have the knowledge of the self, if only we take the path on which a realized person or guru directs us. In conclusion, I wish to say that one should constantly meditate that one is not the body or the mind. Unless the mind is in contact with the senses, we cannot get any report from our ears, eyes, etc. We must therefore still the mind by disconnecting it from the senses and thus get beyond them to experience the self. What we learn from sense perception is only relative knowledge. Knowledge of the self can be learnt only by sitting at the feet of one who has realized it. What others tell you is mere talk. Bhagavan Ramana is one of those masters who has realized the self, and like all other masters who preceded him, he helps us proceed rapidly to attain self-knowledge.